I just wanna thank God for all the pretty women he let into my life, all the Benjamins he let me count, wealth and health for my family, and let me fall on these niggas.
Now it's a lot of bad bitches in the building, amen. A couple real niggas in the building, amen. I'm finna kill niggas in the building, amen. I tell her way to fit the bottles, and she tell me stay win, and I say church. We make it light up like a church. She wanna fuck and I say church. You live on Sunday like a church.
Bottle after bottle, bottle, drink until I overdose. Pull up in the Phantom, watch some bitches catch the Holy Ghost. Every time I step up in the dealer, I be gone, bro. Shorty wanna fuck me, I say get on top and roller coaster, and I lay back.
Podcasting live from Super Church Radio, ATMs After Dough. This podcast is brought to you by Sickness.net. Get infected by the masses. And also brought to you by Grind Clothing. Success is not a destiny, it's a grind. And also brought to you by the good people at FanDuel One Day Fantasy League, where I whip much ass this year. And I think I had 13 subscribers to the show who I gave picks to every week, who won, got paid. They all won over a grand, put it like that. Just going by my picks. I told y'all that's what I was gonna be doing when the football season came. I know y'all missed me. I'm sorry. I apologize, but man, so much has happened. So much has happened since the last podcast, which I believe was the end of September or beginning of October. You can still email me at superchuch@gmail.com. That's SUPACHUCH@gmail.com. Okay, let me tell y'all about my hiatus, what's been going on in my life since last time y'all heard me spit. My grandmother, she passed. That was in October. My grandmother, Maybelle Tanner, miss her, love you, grandma. You know that. So that's one of the reasons I've been gone. And got t-shirt business I have to put full time into. I'll be telling y'all more about that later on. Other podcasts, it's barely launching. Everything's looking real good. I ain't been to jail. Cat's been emailing me asking if I've been in jail. Nah, I haven't been to jail. Just been handling business, dealing with life. And you know, like the time when I was missing, like I said, my grandmother funerals, October, Thanksgiving. You know, it's Thanksgiving. My birthday's that month, right next day after Thanksgiving. Sometimes on Thanksgiving, because Thanksgiving is a floating holiday. What's up, Swagitarius is out there. And then it's Christmas time. You know, doing the whole family thing. Family's real close. Christmas time, gotta take care of all the nieces and nephews and brothers and sisters and moms and dads. That we do a real big in the Rhodes household. You heard me. Now New Year's, you know. So I've been real busy, but now I'm gonna promise to you guys, I'm gonna really try to do a show every 2 weeks, and I will definitely do one monthly. And that's a promise from Super Church Radio. You heard me? From your boy Superior Sacram. Alright, what else? What I've been, oh yeah, like I said, the football betting, that's been my thing. That's been my thing. Really generating maybe my most income off sports betting. That's why when I talk, you best to listen. Church. Let me see. Yeah, that's pretty much been it since I've been gone. It seems like it's easy just getting on this thing and talking bullshit, but when you got many hats, you really got to set the time to do this shit. Then you got to kind of edit it, throw it online. It's like, it's a little work. It's a little work. And for this podcast, I'm not coming with a title, because I just really want to hurry up and throw some out here for you guys. Out, you know, for you guys to hear. Why you guys been waiting? I'm just titling it, I'm Back. I'm back, bitches. Y'all thought I quit? Y'all thought I was in jail? Some of y'all even think I got murked. Or I should say, thought I got murked. Now I'm here. Just been busy. Just been stacking more money, more money, more money. And with that, I'm just going to tell y'all about the news that's current and some shit that happened on our hiatus. Alright. According to TMZ, MC Hammer is expected to pay almost $800,000 in back taxes. The Fed sued Hammer, a.k.a. Stanley K. Burrell, and his wife, Stephanie, claiming they owe the IRS to the tune of $798,000, $33.48. Down to the cents. Ain't they cold? Can't even round it off, huh? And what they owe on is from their, they didn't pay their 96 and 97 income taxes. However, Hammer has not achieved the same type of commercial success that he did back in the 80s and early 90s. So by the time he released a greatest hits album in 96, that was just about it for his mainstream career. And subsequently, his revenue sources dried up. Now, according to court docs, every cent Hammer's LLC earns must go directly to the U.S. Treasury to pay down his tab. Man, that's cold. You know Hammer really don't got that to be paying. But I'm going to tell you something I do know about Hammer, because I actually know some of Hammer brothers and some of his cousins and some of his close friends. I hope he hide the money too, up to the ass whooping the tax we already done gave him. But that boy be in Silicon Valley. If you ain't knowing what that is, that's where pretty much all this internet shit get done at, made at. Google's base, eBay's base there, you know, just every Microsoft, every pretty much all computer shit go, it's the Hollywood of computers, you know what I mean? And he be out there working with firms, design, having stuff designed. And if he's smart, he putting them in different names and all that good stuff. Because they already up on putting the shit in your mama name, your wife's name, your sister's name. They up on all that shit. So I'm pretty sure Hammer's a bright guy. And yeah, they, you know, they out there for some 96, 97 shit. Fuck it, give him that mail ticket. Because Hammer could still tour and make $200,000 a year. You know what I mean? $200,000. So Hammer, keep your head up, buddy. Alright. My Weeples. E motherfucking 40 Fonzarelli. A.K.A. 40 Water. A.K.A. the Ambassador of the Yay. Just dropped his new album. Actually, three albums on the same day. The Block Brochure 4, 5, and 6. And also, he just came out with his own wine. Just released his alcohol. It's called Earl Stevens Selections, which has a few flavors, three flavors. A Moscato, which is more stronger than regular Moscato, but I haven't tried it, but they say it has the same great taste, but it's way more stronger, so that's something I definitely got to try. Oh yeah, y'all, I done relapsed too. Yeah, I'm back getting drunk at least twice a month. You know what I mean? But yeah, I'm handling it. You know what I'm saying? I ain't doing nothing stupid. If y'all want to know why I'm saying this, Listen to my old episode of Drunk Ain't Shit, when I vowed to never drink again. I'm not drinking alcohol right now. This is coffee. Come on, y'all. I ain't that bad. Alright, back to my boy 40 Water. Alright, yes, three flavors. One is a Moscato, which they say is more stronger than your average Moscato. And a Mango Scotto, which is a Moscato with a mango taste. Definitely want to try that too. And then he has another flavor called Functioning Red Blend, which is a Zinfandel. And the most expensive one is the Mango Scotto at $19.99. And they're all 750 milliliters. So it's pretty good price too. And gotta love my boy 40 Water, man. I think I'm gonna be kicking with him next weekend too, cause he's doing a show up here on my soil. And you know what I'm saying, probably go fuck with him and my boy Shake the Mayor. And you know what I'm saying, network with them cats. But yeah, 40 Water, yeah, this cat, man, he always been about his business. Like, you know, he's one of the first, he's one of the pioneers. Him and JT, the bigger figure, or like the pioneers of that independent rap game, you know, that starting your own label shit. When few were doing it out the trunk, like, you know, Eazy pretty much started, one of the pioneers of that, selling out the trunk. Him and Too Short, MC Hammer, all those dudes were selling shit out the trunk, you know what I mean, pressing up their own records and all that, and then start their own labels. And right after that, JT the bigger figure and E-40, they the ones who did that. The game that so many do now. And even when he got his success in that, I think his deal was only back then, which was a big deal then, but now it's nothing. He got $3.5 million. That's what Jive gave E-40. And he flipped that $3.5 million. So I'm going to say at least. And I ain't talking about rap money. I'm talking about business, other business money. I'm estimating he probably flipped that to about $50 million. He went and bought some Fat Burgers, all kind of other little business, real estate. Man, 40 always been a bright guy. That's why he's still current. He don't sound like an old rapper rapping. He sound current. He's one of the best. He's one of my favorites. Him and Jay-Z, probably my number one and two favorite rappers. All right. Yeah, you seem like almost all this news that I got is people that I know, or know they people. Like this next news, my folks, Gucci Mane. He's been indicted on federal gun charges after Atlanta police found him in possession of firearms on two separate occasions. Now, he could face up to 20 years in prison. Because he got caught with both of the guns loaded. Prosecutors in the U.S. Attorney's Office in Atlanta said that the rapper, real name Roderick Davis, will face two counts of possession of a firearm by a felon. They also said that Davis, 33, was found with a loaded handgun on September 12th. And then, 2 days later, he was caught with a completely different loaded gun. During both incidents, Davis reportedly acted erratically and threatened people. The Associated Press reports, as the Atlanta Journal Constitution points out. If convicted on each count, Davis could face up to 20 years in federal prison and fines up to $500,000. Just give him the money, man. Get that shit over with. His lawyers, Drew Finding, said he is reviewing evidence before he decides what action to take. According to Finling, the next federal court hearing is scheduled for this month. Davis has been detained in DeKalb County Jail since September 14th, though it is unclear whether he'll be released into federal custody. Damn, my boy Gucci Mane been wilding out, man, lately. Some people say it's a drug problem. I don't know. When we was in the studio politicking, kicking it, I didn't see no drugs. He wasn't loaded, and it was more than once. But he was actually a good dude. I thought he was older than 33, though, to be honest with you. And this was a while back. So They said back then he was like 30. Damn, that nigga look old as a motherfucker. Look way older than me. Yeah, but, right, Gucci man, he just, he been acting up. And like I tell all my homeboys, and a lot of BGs out here, you acting up, they got a place for you. Believe that. They got a place for your black ass, even when you got money. You seen they sat Lil Wayne down, and that was just the craziest shit to me. He's the biggest musician in the world at the time. And they didn't kill, got caught with a gun, and they set his ass in the pen for a year. That was amazing. His money can get him out? Nah, because they want to teach his black ass a lesson. Lil Wayne did that time for everybody on the streets who doing way worse shit, who look like him. The face tattoos, the dreads. That's what he got locked up for. And for being a successful nigga. Church. Yeah, but Gucci man caught with the two guns. Man. But I know Gucci man has been locked up, convicted for murdering someone. Gucci man is a street guy. He has to have a gun on him. I'm sorry to say, but when you live in that type of life, you have to have a gun. I got friends who feel like that, you know what I mean? They won't go to the liquor store down the street from their house without their shit on them. A lot of people live like that. As a younger age, I felt that I had to live like that. It's real out here, and when you fucking, it's a slogan we go by. You know, rather be caught with than without. That's how it goes. All right. And our favorite R&B gangster has still been acting up during our hiatus. Guess who? Chris Machiavelli Brown. Now this is wow. He was kicked out of anger management rehab after he threw a rock through his mom's car window. The treatment center revealed that on November 10th, during a family therapy session in which his mother asked Chris to stay no longer after Chris's mom told him that she think he should stay a little longer at the treatment facility, you know, to make it look better for his probation and all that good stuff. And they said Chris flew into a rage. Mr. Brown proceeded to walk outside and pick up a rock and threw it through his mother's car window and shatter it. They discharged him from the residential treatment and told him he could leave immediately as he signed a nonviolent contract when he enrolled. When the LA prosecutors found this out, they hauled him into court and tried to violate him on his probation for the Rihanna beating incident. Luckily for Chris, the judge did not violate him, but Brown was ordered to complete another 9 days of residential rehab and submit to periodic drug testing. But now the update to this story, because that was in November. Now the update to the story is he has been violated and he goes to court this month. So Chris Machiavelli motherfucking Brown will be sending his ass down in jail. Y'all heard what I said? I've been saying he's going to jail. He couldn't wait to go to jail. Chris Machiavelli Brown will be going to jail. So he could bang with whatever he banging in jail with the tough guys. Cause you know I don't wish nobody jail. And y'all know it's like it's really conspiracy to lock a lot of motherfuckers up. But this nigga, disrespectful to his mama, disrespectful to everybody damn near. But now he gonna go to a place where it's a lot where motherfuckers teach you respect. And this is what he been waiting for. Alright, my boy who nobody likes but me. I know no street cats really like this dude, but I do. He one of my favorite rappers too. Grammy winning rapper Kanye West, after revealing his relationship with Nike has ended, has joined forces with Nike's arch nemesis, Adidas. Nemesis. Adidas. Yes, Nemesis and Adidas together. That made me say it crazy. Alright, despite trying to stay with Nike, Mr. West credited Adidas for allowing him to collect royalties to provide for his family. If y'all didn't know, Kanye going crazy on Nike and on interviews in general everywhere. Sway Show, Breakfast Club, everywhere. You know, he's just been going nuts. And he always bring up how Nike, when he came out the Air Yeezys, which are some of my favorite shoes, I think they tired in Jordans. But, you know, he put them out, and they wouldn't give him no royalty on them, but a lot of dudes don't get no. Nike ain't really giving nobody no royalty. Jordan barely got a royalty, and that's why he started his own shit, his own brand, you know, the brand Jordan, because, you know, Nike was fucking him. But so Kanye dealt with that, but then it was time for him to come up with a two of his shoes, because the other ones did so good, and they told him they don't know when they coming out. They don't tell him when the first Yeezy different colors are coming out, and that he's not getting no royalties on the new ones either. And they wouldn't let him, you know, start no clothing company and all this. And you know, it's pretty much you gotta know. That's why I'm getting into a dangerous business too, because I don't got near Kanye money, and he complains as big as they'll let you get is T-shirts. But me, I'm going to try to change the game, of course, like I always try to do. But I'm just coming with a T-shirt line first, see how that do. And then, we'll see. All right, back to the story. I got to get my money to another level, because it ain't on Jay-Z level, Kanye said in an interview. It ain't on Diddy level yet. The old me without a daughter might have taken the Nike deal because I just love Nike so much, blah, blah, blah. But the new me with the daughter takes the Adidas deal because I have royalties and I have to provide for my family. Whatever is official, non-official, what y'all are going to see is I'm going to be the Tupac of product. And ain't no Tupac of rap except for Tupac. My designs are based on what I grew up on in hip-hop. My references be like girls shaped like him, not these skinny, trying to look like a boy type models. What they try to put on the runway in fashion, my reference is Nas and Mobb Deep. I'm going to be the first hip-hop designer, and because of that, I'm going to be bigger than Walmart. And you got to love the confidence that Kanye West has. And a lot of haters out here, I'm going to call them haters, and y'all know I hate using that word, but the reason why people dislike and hate Kanye is because he's such a confident dude. Yeah, he do got female tendencies. He you know, he kind of bitches a lot, and he'll moan and all that shit, yelling, you know. But the boy got passion. That's the passion and the fire in that boy. And when he said he think he gonna be one of the biggest designers in the world, I think so too, as long as they don't murk him. But that boy got a passion for fashion. And he, you know, I don't dress nothing like the boy. But he know what he doing, and he putting all his heart into it. He said he already put, he put $30 million to his fashion shit, and he said he flopping so far big time. But he will succeed. Okay, now got a Forbes list of the highest paid women. Y'all know I love my list when it comes to money. Y'all know this is pretty much a hip hop / business / sports betting podcast. You know what I mean? But back to this women's money list. Hold on. Mega icon Madonna has set the standard in pop and now on Forbes' latest highest paid women in music list after making more than $120 million this year. If y'all don't know, her album like super flop. So all y'all rappers, singers, man, y'all need to listen. Y'all need to know that it's really not about your album sales. You're not getting shit off your albums anyway. You gotta push product. Your music is just a stepping stone, mind you, in the business. It's a promotional tool, really. That's why, like, I'm doing some shit right now with a rock band. like a rap rock band, and I'm probably gonna throw something out there just to promote my other shit. You know what I mean? If it sell, but really, I just want to get people to listen to it and hear me, what I'm talking about, and my other shit. Like my music, you're gonna get into my other shit. I'm probably damn near give you the music for free. Chuck, that's a little game for y'all rappers. Alright. Despite some competition from pop star Lady Gaga, Madonna crushed her female music peers. The magazine said that the Girl Gone Wild singer made $125 million between June 2012 and June 2013. That was mostly thanks to the international success of her MDNA tour. Although the album itself didn't sell as well as expected, like I just told y'all, Madonna also brings the money from her Material Girl clothing line, the Truth or Dare perfume, and merchandise. The world tour grossed $305 million. Wow. Damn. Says Madonna, she beat Steven Spielberg as far as how much money she made last year. And the overall list of richest musicians, Lady Gaga made $80 million during the same time period, which puts her at number 2 on both the overall musicians list and the women in music list. The applause singer Art Pop was not released during the time period, so her millions came from the end of her previous shortened tour. R&B superstar Beyonce managed to sneak into the top 5 behind country singer Taylor Swift. And here's the total list in order. Madonna, $125 million. Lady Gaga, $80 million. Taylor Swift, $55 million. Beyonce, $53 million. Jennifer Lopez, $45 million. That's crazy because she don't even... Yeah, that's that international shit. Rihanna, $43 million. Katy Perry, $39 million. Pink, $32 million. Carrie Underwood, $31 million. And Mariah Carey, $29 million. That's good for Mariah, too, because she's really not that visible. That's pretty much all from the American Idol shit. And the previous year before that, with the women, it was Britney Spears at 58, Taylor Swift at 57, Rihanna at 53. Damn, Rihanna kidding it. Lady Gaga, $52 million. Katy Perry, $45 million. Beyonce, $40 million. Adele, $35 million. Sade, $33 million. That's big. Madonna did $30 million then. Shakira did $20 million. That is crazy. Females getting, I need to wipe one of them up immediately. Church. Alright. Reality superstar Khloe Kardashian is reportedly on the verge of changing her marital status to single, as reports claim she will file for divorce. This is as of December. From NBA free agent Lamar Odom. According to reports, Khloe Kardashian will finally get the speculated divorce proceedings rolling after a 4-year run with Odom. Khloe will be signing irreconcilable differences in her legal docs. The split should be pretty cut and dry. An ironclad prenup which kept all their assets separate and no kids. Khloe had expressed dire concerns about the marriage ever since she learned about Lamar's crack addiction earlier this year. That's a damn shame, too. Motherfuckers wait till he's 50 years old to start smoking crack. Well, smoking crack tough. But she forestalled divorce for fear he'd OD or worse. Lamar and Khloe tied the knot in September 2009. Khloe is quick to deny that she is now dating rapper Game, who she has been seen with very much. Game clears the air about the relationship, also saying, "Khloe is one of my best friends in life. Me, Khloe, and 3 other of my friends who are all males, we all had a house that we all rented that was in Burbank when we all were, I guess, struggling artists or trying to figure out where we're going next or trying to figure out where we're going to end up in life. And Khloe was one of our roommates. We had a 5-bedroom house, and it was me, Khloe, and like I said, 2 and 3 of my other friends. That's where me and Chloe's relationship come from. It's not physical, sexual, whatever. Chloe's like a sister to me and will always be a good friend to me, and that's where it stops. Yeah, you know, I get kudos to Chloe too, because during this whole ordeal with Lamar Odom, this motherfucker on dope, rapping in the mirror, talking some crazy shit with his homeboy with their shirts off, all close to each other, looking kind of gay. She's ignoring that. You know, all this, just all the behavior he was displaying. She still tried to stay with this dude, wouldn't say a bad word about him. And then just finally, she just had enough. She downplayed on a TV show and everything, that act like it was no problem. And she knew it was a serious problem. But that's why I give her props, that she tried to stay with that dude as long as she could. Like, people calling her a gold digger and all this and that. Really, she probably got more money than him. Now, in fact, I know she got more money than him, because he got previous kids, so, you know, he's paying child support, and, you know, he getting that paycheck, them one-year, two-year contracts, for a six-man contract on top of that. You know, he ain't no top player. He's an older six-man. They don't get paid like that. So, yeah, she got more money than him. Okay. Chicago rapper Chief Keef raps newest Bad Boy, and his star power amongst the media reportedly has had him being placed into a new California rehab facility. According to reports, the media's intense interest in Keef has forced him to a new location for the duration of his 90-day sentence. Yeah, if y'all don't know, Chief Keef is in rehab. He's in rehab in California. I really didn't know he was that big out here, but I do think now that I really think about it, his fans are like 14 and like 22, 23 years old, I believe. And so they're like going up to the rehab where he at, you know, causing the disturbance. Let me go back to what it said. Keef's lawyer tells us the rapper's no longer at Promises. He's been moved to another rehab facility in Southern California because of the overwhelming media attention he was getting in Malibu. We're told Keef, a.k.a. Keef Cozart, still has about 60 days of court-ordered treatment to go as he deals with his weed issues. Keef updated fans on his rehab on Twitter, saying, "It cost $80,000 just to get in here and $30,000 for a personal room. Wow. But chefs and mansions, though." And then somebody texted him, said, "Chief Keef is rehab fun?" He said, "Nah, I gotta go to meetings and groups." And he also went under fire recently by saying, "When my new mixtape dropped, it's gonna crash. Increase Chi-Town's murder rate with the release of his upcoming album." So yeah, well, he a young cat, you know what I'm saying. Keef has made drastic claims about his Bang 3 project sparking violence. He says Chief Keef is out again, this time threatening that his new mixtape will wreak havoc throughout the streets. With Keef's Bang 3 project arriving soon, of all things, the rapper says his forthcoming mixtape will raise the murder rate up, and he assures that is no lie. Yeah, you know, I've said shit like that, you know, in songs. So that's really no biggie. But then he's recently got funk with the group Migos. One sing Versace. Atlanta rap crew Migos have come forward to speak out on gossip and speculation suggesting that new Jealousy record is intended as a diss for Chicago rapper Chief Keef. While he would not confirm the speculation, crew member Quavo left the track open for interpretation. "Like your mama used to say, if the shoe fits, that's it," Quavo of Migos told MTV News when Keef sent out a tweet that read, "Heard Migos sneak dissing, no talking." Migos member Offset responded with a now deleted tweet that read, "We'll be in Chi-Rock next week, pull up." The ATL group responsible for 2013's rap favorites like Versace and Hannah Montana sparked tons of speculation when they dropped Jealousy this week, with lyrics including ain't never did a sneak diss, cause my headman quick to put you on that hit list. I just more funk that we really don't need in this game right now. And also during my hiatus, Beyonce dropped the album. She like broke the rules big time. She dropped the album without even promoting it at all. Just one day, she tweeted, my album's out on iTunes. It was a full album, and every song had a video to it. They're calling it a visual album. I think that's dope. So let me tell you what people in the music business had to say about this. West Coast rap veteran Snoop Dogg has reacted to rap pals Jay-Z's wife, Beyonce Knowles Carter, pulling a fast one over the entire music industry with an unexpected album release. Although quick to the point, Snoop called Queen B a game changer. Beyonce just changed the game, he tweeted. Pop star Katy Perry also took note of how much of an impact B's LP had. B done broke the internet, Perry tweeted. She said, don't talk to me today unless it's about Beyonce. Thanks. That's also what Katy Perry said. UK singer Lily Allen made sure to pay homage to B's special day. Shut the fuck up, today is Beyonce Day, she tweeted. I'm jealous of all the people who got Game of Thrones Christmas jumpers. I'm Theon, Grey Jones' sister. Also Beyonce. I have no idea what that means. I'm not up on Game of Thrones or nothing she said right there. Yeah, but B's fifth studio album, which is a visual album simply titled Beyonce, features 14 songs and 17 videos with contributions from Jay-Z, Blue Ivy, Timberland, Justin Timberlake, Pharrell, Drake, The Dream, Sia, Brian Taylor, Miguel, Frank Ocean, Hit Boy, Elmo, Boots, and Detail. I see music, said Beyonce about her decisions to create a visual album. It's more than just what I hear. When I'm connected to something, I immediately see a visual or a series of images that are tied to a feeling or emotion, a memory from my childhood, thoughts about life, my dreams, or my fantasies, and they're all connected to the music. So, yeah, you know, everybody's going crazy about this. But let me tell about, you know, why Beyonce did that. It's amazing she did. But I'm going to tell y'all the truth why she did that. Being the brilliant guy that I am. Music isn't selling right now. You know, I always tell y'all that. And it's proof of that. You can look at the numbers. Music is declining every year. Artists like Beyonce, Rihanna, Justin Bieber, people like them, they spend millions, like 2-3 million, on promoting their album, marketing, all that good stuff, commercials, you know, all that, post, you know, just all of that, radio ads. So for Beyonce just to throw that out there and be platinum already, that's gonna make a lot of motherfuckers say fuck marketing and promoting my shit. People will find out. I promote on Twitter, Facebook, some other kind of free promotion marketing. Let everybody know I'm out. And if I hit the same ballpark as I did without spending that 2-3 million. Promoting and marketing, why the fuck am I gonna spend that money? So now the music business just found a way to save $2-3 million on their biggest artist. Because an artist as big as Beyonce is, she does like 2.5 million like that in US. And she's already at 1 million without spending all that money promoting. Ching, ching, touch. I'll give y'all too much game. I always tell y'all, man, I'm still available to work for your labels if your budget is right. Superchurch@gmail.com. I know this music business good. I know everything about it, man. Back to the news. I'm going to stop playing my own trumpet. And y'all know Super Church Radio won't be the church without news about Justin Dean Bieber. He, DKA Justin Bieber, is under investigation for allegedly throwing raw eggs at his next door neighbor. He just did this 2 days ago. And this is neighbor, the same guy who's a he's a automobile mogul. He owns all kind of car lots. And it's the same guy who filed charges on Justin for spitting in his face. He said Justin spit in his face. I don't know why Justin wasn't arrested for that. I don't want him to get arrested. You know, anyway, he's a young dude trying to find his way in the world. Always say, I want to be his friend. You know, Justin Bieber, if you listen to the Super Church Radio, get at your boy Superior Sacram, man. I'll be your good friend, man. I'll hide the guns, all that good shit, man. And I ain't that expensive. You know what I mean? Church. But yeah, cops trying to crack the Justin Bieber egg-tossing case found drugs at the singer's Southern California mansion. But the pop star was able to scramble his way out of trouble. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department said the drugs, initially thought to be cocaine, belonged to one of Bieber's friends living at the home, Xavier Little Zah Smith, 20, who was whisked out to the party palace in handcuffs on Tuesday, was charged with felony drug possession. Boy, now I don't blame white people for saying, Justin, get away from all them niggas. Because these niggas that he run with really be acting up. But I think I would too. Why you think I say I want to be his friend? And I'm older than him. But if I was a young dude around his age and my homeboy had all that money, all that power, which comes with the money, man, I'd be acting up too. I ain't going to be wrong. Like I said, I'm old. Almost double his damn age. And I will be acting a motherfucking fool with Justin Dean Bieber. And you know why I'll be acting a fool? Because I have less to lose than Justin Dean Bieber. Them dudes, it's like trying to be stars type shit. I'm pretty sure Justin Bieber gonna start a label, put them dudes on, whatever, whatever. So, but Justin, I'll be on this top so hard because this motherfucker is one of the biggest artists in the world, and he's starting, he fucking up, he gonna lose it all. He getting in way more trouble than Eminem. People talking about Eminem, the white dude that was bad. Nah, Eminem wasn't doing shit like Justin. Shit, Justin a real asshole. Alright. And now Smith waited for someone to shell out his $20,000 bill. That's the little Zadu. He picked up additional felony vandalism charge after damaging the phone in lockup. His bail was then jacked up to another $50,000. Williams said Bieber was among the 7 of 8 people at the house during the egg-related search early Tuesday. Yeah, you know what that means. The little Zadu must have been calling his free calls. And motherfuckers ain't answer this shit. So he tried to break the phone or slammed it, whatever. That's a bullshit charge. That shit get dropped anyway. I would get that same shit too. Alright, the cocaine, I believe, was in plain view of the deputies when they were looking for other evidence, Lieutenant David Thompson told reporters. Bieber was not connected to that cocaine other than the gentleman that was staying at his residence, Thompson said. Hours after the news conference, Thompson told reporters the drugs now are thought to be ecstasy and Xanax instead of cocaine. Authorities were testing the drugs late. See, that's why the authorities shouldn't open their motherfucking mouth about nothing. They don't know what it is. So the boys had coke on them. And you understand what's ecstasy and Xanax? That don't look shit. Well, nah, I can see the ecstasy being. No, ecstasy. Molly don't look kind of like coke. But yeah, don't say motherfucker got caught with what's believed to be narcotics if you don't know what the fuck it is. Alright. Smith could face up to 3 years in prison convicted of cocaine possession, possession of ecstasy carries a lesser punishment of no more than a year in jail. See, I didn't even know that. The egg attack reportedly caused $20,000 worth of damage to Justin Bieber's neighbor's home. Yeah, right. The 19-year-old Bieber is under investigation after allegedly hurling raw eggs at his next-door neighbor's house last Thursday night. Now, he's throwing eggs at the dude. Like, you know, he's doing real kid shit. Like, Bieber want to whoop that dude ass. Whatever dude did. And their house was kind of far apart, too. That's crazy, man. Dude kind of weak to the neighbor. I would have been had my fade with Justin if I was dude. But he's scared of Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber, I don't know. Yeah, I've been hitting them weights. That's hella funny, though. Justin Ding Bieber, man. Slow your road, man. Enjoy your money. But, y'all, I just want to say thank y'all for listening to Super Church Radio. I miss y'all. And once again, I apologize for taking that leave of absence. Won't do it again. Happy New Year. Oh, yeah, let me go and tell y'all football picks for this week. I'm definitely going Seattle. Believe in Seattle going to beat Niners. I'm going money line. That means no point spread. But I think it's safe to give 3 points. I think they're going to win by 3 points or more. As far as the New England and Denver game, that's a tough one. But I'm riding with Denver. -4. I think Denver going to win. But I actually think if Denver win, they're going to kill them. But if New England win, I think it's going to be close. So, that's a tough one right there. That's a tough one. I'm doing it. I win, you know, if your money funny, just ride with the Seattle one. I'm doing them both. I got a gambling problem. I hate watching games for free. And if you want other ways to make money, guaranteed ways pretty much to make money off this weekend of NFL football, hit me up at superchuch@gmail.com. That's SUPACHUCH@gmail.com. With that, I'm out, y'all. Feel free to be yourself because everyone else is taken. Chuch.
I just wanna thank God for all the pretty women he let into my life. All the benjamins he let me count. Wealth and health for my family. And let me ball on these niggas.
Man, it's a lot of bad bitches in the building. Amen. A couple real niggas in the building. Amen. I'm finna kill niggas in the building. Amen. I tell her way to fit the bottles. If she tell me say win, and I say church. We make it light up like a church. She wanna fuck and I say church. You live on Sunday like a church. Bottle at the bottle. Drink until I overdose. Pull up in the Phantom, watch some bitches catch the Holy Ghost. Every time I step up in the dealer, I be gone, bro. Johnny wanna fuck me, I say get on.